He is holy. He is wonderful. And none compares to Him. None compares to Him. I see so many people right now getting touched, getting transformed by the fire of God. God is not slow to act, nor is He busy doing something else. His eyes are searching right now for them that hunger and them that thirst after righteousness, because the Bible says they shall be filled. And right now in Jesus' name, you're receiving a fresh infilling to continue fighting the good fight of faith. A fresh infilling to run the race that's been set before you. We're not going to be distracted by what's been taking place in the past. We're not going to be obsessed with what's behind. We look forward and we press on. And I even saw it in the spirit that people were receiving fresh touches right now from heaven. The reality that God watches over His word to perform it. That is the reality. Every time His word goes forth, He watches over it to perform it, to confirm it, to bring it to pass. And as you engage your faith, even right now, by the word of God, by receiving it into your heart, speaking it with your mouth, and engaging it by acting upon it, you shall see the manifestation of the turnaround. You shall see. I hear in my heart, deaf ears are coming open right now in Jesus' name. You've been deaf in your right ear. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command that ear to come open right now in Jesus' name. Sugar diabetes, I hear the word of the Lord. I curse sugar diabetes in the name of Jesus Christ. Next time you get checked, you will see that your levels are all clear and that you're perfectly normal in Jesus' name. You will not have to live with an infirmity. You will not have to live with any of that rubbish that comes from the devil. I heal that in my heart right now. Sugar diabetes, you've been struggling with it. You're watching me right now. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. That person with the deaf, your right ear is deaf. I want you to cover your left ear and let somebody speak to you, or phone somebody on the phone and you shall hear them speak. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Oh, isn't He wonderful? And isn't He glorious? Because He is holy. You know, there's often times that I don't actually know what to say, because when the presence of God comes so strongly and so powerfully, words escape me. I don't know what to say. Besides, for Lord, You're so holy. Lord, You're so worthy. Lord, You're so glorious. Holy, holy is He. The Lord God Almighty. Worthy is the Lamb. You know, we sang that song last week, Friday. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. You see, when His presence becomes your priority, when all your heart seeks is His presence, and that becomes all that you're consumed with, is who He is. The Bible says in His presence is fullness of joy, and at His right hand, pleasures forevermore. Some of you have been allowing the devil to distract you from the presence of God. Some of you have been allowing the devil to get you out of position, to take you out. But today, in Jesus' name, His presence is becoming your priority. His word is becoming your foundation. His kingdom is becoming your mandate. For too long, you've been allowing the devil to kick you out of position. Right now, in the name of Jesus, you're getting back into position to be used of the Lord. You know, I felt it so strong in my heart. I was driving during this week and I was asking the Lord, Lord, what is it that You want me to share? What is it that I can say to Your people? And He spoke to my heart and He told me. He said, tell my people to get into position. And He spoke to my heart and He said, tell them how to be used by Me. And so I felt it of the Lord and so strong over this week that how to be used by God, how to be used by the Lord. Child of God, whoever you are, wherever you're from, God wants to use you in this hour. But we must ensure that we are in position to be used. God can't use you if you are out of position. And we are out of position by our own decisions. But I felt it of the Lord and He put them in my spirit to share three keys with you. Three keys about how to be in prime position to be used by God. Because if there's one thing I want to hit hard today, if there's one thing I want you to recognize and I want you to realize, is that God desires to use you. And I want you watching right now, to realize that the Lord God, creator of all heaven and earth, desires to use you. Desires to use you in this hour of time. Doesn't matter what your background is. Doesn't matter where you come from, what your family looks like, what color your skin is, whether you're male, whether you're female. God wants to use you in this hour. But we've got to ensure that we are in position to be used. We've got to be sure that we are positioned. Write this for me in the comment section. Get into position. I feel the Holy Ghost on that. Get into position. See, many people, many Christians cry out, Lord, use me. Lord, send me. Here am I, send me. Isaiah chapter 6 and verses 8. Here am I, God. When the Lord is asking, whom shall I send? Here am I, God. Send me. But you see, for a lot of people, it's just lip service. And God is not impressed by lip service, nor is He moved by lip service. He is moved by a heart of faith. And by a heart that is sold out, a heart that is all laid before His throne. That's what moves God. God is not moved by lip service. And so what I want you to recognize is many people cry out, Lord, use me. God, if you can use anybody, let it be me. But they never follow through with an action to get into position. And I felt it of the Lord to share this with you. Because you might be out of position, but today, you're getting into prime position to be used of the Lord. And you shall testify. You shall taste and see. You see, Jesus had to deal with this with the Pharisees as well, because the Pharisees and the Sadducees, man, if anyone had good lip service, it was them. If anybody could talk a good game, man, it was the Pharisees and the Sadducees. It was the gang, the main gang, walking in their robes, looking swag, looking all fly. Everyone, man, these look so important. Lip service. Jesus dealt with them. What did Jesus say? He said, these people draw near to me with their mouth and they honor me with their lips, but their hearts is far from me. God is not moved by lip service. God is moved by a heart that is sold out for Him. A heart that is surrendered, a heart that is full of faith and says, Lord Jesus, here I am. Use me. Give me an instruction and I will act upon that instruction. And I will do everything on my side and I will put myself in position. Man, and from that place of putting yourself in position, when you're connected to the source, when you're in the prime position, the things that God will do with your life exceedingly and abundantly above what you could ever think. Man, the fact that I'm standing on the stage is exceedingly and abundantly all that above what I ever thought. You know, I couldn't even do an oral at school. I couldn't even stand in front of the class and read off a piece of paper. My mom used to write most of my orals and stuff. Love you, Dad. But I couldn't even stand there. My life is a testimony of the goodness of God. And of the boldness and of a heart that just said, Lord Jesus, I will do everything that you tell me to do. I will go where you tell me to go. and I will say what you tell me to say. But I want you to recognize something, is that you determine your decision. You determine whether you are going to be used by God. You choose whether you will be used. See, God has given us this thing called a free will. He will never overstep your free will. He will never use you if you don't want to be used. That's how good He is. That's how much He loves you. He didn't create robots. He wants you to come to Him and say, Lord, here I am. Here is all that I am. Use me, Lord. That's what the Father desires. That's all that He desires. But we've got to recognize that we determine our decisions. We determine whether we are going to be used. You know, I love how it says in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 19 to 21. The Bible says, but God's truth stands firm like a foundation stone with its inscription. The Lord knows those who are His, and all who belong to the Lord must turn away from evil. Verses 20, in a wealthy home, some utensils are made of gold and of silver, and some are made of wood and of clay. The expensive utensils are used for special occasions, and the cheap ones are used for everyday use. Listen to this now. Verses 21, if you keep yourself pure, you will be a special utensil for honorable use. Purity is a prerequisite for use in the kingdom of God. Purity will position you to be used of God. Psalm 119 verses 9, how can a young person stay pure? By obeying your word. See, you determine whether you will obey His word. I don't want to jump ahead of myself. Then it goes on to say, your life will be clean and you'll be ready for the Master's use for every good work. So you've got to recognize something. You determine what kind of utensil you're going to be. Whether you're going to be a spork. Have you ever heard of a spork? It's like that thing that's half a spoon and half a fork. Who came up with something like that? If I want to use my fork, I must angle it on this side and then I must have a spoon for my custard on the side. You determine whether you're going to be a utensil like a spork or whether you're going to be a special utensil used for, praise God. You determine your decision. I can feel it in my heart right now. There are people right now. You are presented with this decision right here and right now to determine whether you're going to be used by God. See, it's not enough just to say, here am I, send me. Yes, that's part of it. But there's a part that we've got to position ourselves by our actions. Glory to God. Man, I feel His sweet anointing right now. If there's one thing the devil's trying to do, besides for make my clock go very fast, if there's one thing the devil's trying to do in this hour is sift Christians and convince you and deceive you that you can't be used of God, convince you that you're not good enough, that you're unable, that you're never going to be able to do it, that you can't ever be effective, that you can't ever do anything great. If there's something that He's up to in this hour, it's that. That's not from the Lord. God is actively searching for them that He can use in this hour. And it's often the ones that have been cast aside. It's often the ones that the world rejects that God uses in a mighty way. I decree upon your life in Jesus' name that you shall be used mightily of the Lord. Even whatever city you come from, whatever town you come from, I decree that God shall use you in such a mighty way that you shall shake that city with the gospel. You shall shake the schools. You shall shake the universities. You shall shake the colleges. I want to share these three things that the Lord put in my spirit. Three keys that will put you in position to be used by God. And I have to do it fast because this clock is chasing me. And I want you to write it in the comment section quickly. Three keys that will put you in position to be used by God. Number one, you must make yourself available. The first key to position yourself to be used of the Lord is to make yourself available. Make yourself available. See, availability is everything. In order to be available, you've got to be a child of God. being a child of God is what qualifies you to be used by God. But there are so many Christians, so many children of God who love God, but are living in a place of condemnation, who are living in a place where they believed a lie and not the truth of God's word. But that's changing today in Jesus' name. The first thing you must do is you must make yourself available. You need to get connected to the source. Think about this. If my wife wants to call me, if my wife needs me and she wants to phone me, but my cell phone is not connected to the correct network, I will be unavailable. She'll need me. She'll try and contact me, but because I'm not connected to the correct network, I'm unavailable. We've got to get connected to the right network. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Behold, all things. All things. All things. All things. Ribashtehe mandala. We've got to make ourselves available by abiding in Him. As you abide in Him and you stay connected, God will use you. But we must make ourselves available. So often as children of God, we're so focused on our earthly agenda instead of our heavenly assignment. But that changes today in Jesus' name. John chapter 15, verses 4, dwell in me and I will dwell in you. Live in me and I will live in you. Just as no branch can bear fruit of itself without abiding in being vitally united to the vine, neither can you bear fruit unless you abide in me. The second key, I want you to get this now. The second key in order to be in prime position to be used by the Lord is complete surrender. When God calls you, when you desire in your own heart to be used of Him, there's a call to complete surrender, not partial surrender. God can only use you to the point and the level of your surrender. See, I read this thing on Instagram. It was a quote and it blessed me and it's kind of stuck with me. And I know Jade quoted it the other day. But God can do more with your surrender than you can do with your control. He can do more with your surrender than you can do with your control. There is a call to completely surrender all. This is a call to let it all go. There's a call to lay it all down. Some of you have been holding everything, trying to do it in your own strength, trying to control everything. God can do more with your surrender than you could ever do with your control. Today's your day to lay it down. Today's your day to lay it before His throne. Matthew chapter 16, verses 24, man, this scripture. Then Jesus said to His disciples, if anybody desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. That's the call tonight. You want to be used by God? There is a call to complete surrender, to completely denying yourself and laying it by the cross, laying it all before Him and saying, Lord Jesus, number one, I make myself available to be used by you. Number two, I make myself before your throne. I surrender everything. I make myself available and I completely surrender. See, when you pick up your cross, you put down your name. When you pick up your heavenly assignment, you put down your earthly agenda. It becomes about kingdom, not about me. Not about my way, but about His way. Not about my name, but His name. Not about my will, but His will be done. There is a call to complete surrender. I love how Paul says it in Acts chapter 20, verses 24. But my life is worth nothing. Listen to this revelation. But my life is worth nothing to me unless I use it for finishing the work assigned to me by the Lord Jesus, the work of telling others the good news about the wonderful grace of God. Romans chapter 12 and verses 1, present your body as a living sacrifice. That's true worship. Complete surrender is true worship unto the Lord. God will only use you to your point, to the level in which you will surrender all to Him. God cannot force you. He can't step over and take control. You've got to decide, Jesus, I've tried to do it on my own strength. I've tried to do everything on my own. But today, I completely surrender. The third thing, wholehearted obedience. See, firstly, first things first, I make myself available. Second thing, I completely surrender all. And thirdly, I wholeheartedly obey. I wholeheartedly obey, not half-heartedly. Not just obey on a Sunday and then the rest of it I'm chilled, I'm doing my own thing. But I make a decision to wholeheartedly obey the Lord. See, obedience will put you in position. Write that in the comment section. Obedience will put me in position. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1. Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. As you determine in your heart, children of God, to become completely obedient, get ready for your lifting up. Get ready for God to use you in a way that you never thought possible. For he won't just set you above. He sets you high above. Because he will do above all that you could ask or think. And he won't just set you above. He will set you above all the nations. As you walk in obedience, he shall lift you up. In order to be in prime position to be used by God, I must be in position. How do I get into position? Number one, I make myself available. Number two, I completely surrender all. Number three, I determine in my heart to be wholeheartedly obedient. And obedience means action, not just talk. Talk is great, but action brings results. See, you can talk faith and act fear. You've got to determine in your heart to confess the word of God and act upon it. And you shall see great and mighty things in Jesus' name. So today, right where you are, I want you to determine in your heart that you're going to get into position. That you're going to make yourself available to the Lord. That you're going to completely surrender everything. Everything before his throne. And you're going to determine in your heart that I'm going to be completely obedient. And as you do, child of God, you will be put in prime position to be used by the Lord. Do you know what prime position means? The best possible place. You will be put in the best possible place to be used by the Lord. For God is searching in this hour, and I believe with all my heart that those ones that he's searching for are tuned in right now. Even as the word of God has come forth into your heart, get ready for the Lord to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you might ask or even think. And I decree in the name of Jesus Christ that you shall testify. Look at what the Lord has done. Look how he took me from nothing and he set me in the palace. Look how he took me from the prison and put me in the palace. Look how he took a shepherd boy and made him a king. Look how he took a taxi driver and put him in the business arena. You shall testify as you are put in prime position. But you determine your decision. So right where you are, I want you to lift your hands. Lift your hands wherever you are. Father, right now in the name of Jesus Christ, even as the word of God has gone forth into the spirits, into their spirit, into their hearts, the good soil, God, I thank you that it shall produce. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I thank you that your children are in prime position to be used by you. And God, I thank you that indeed you shall do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we might ask or even think. In Jesus' mighty name. And everybody says, amen. And right where you are, I want you to keep those hands lifted as we worship the Lord for about a mere moment. But just thank him right where you are as you lift up your hands and thank him that it's done. Thank him that the word is in your heart. Thank him that transformation is here. Thank him that you're in position. Thank him that he's about to use you in a mighty way. Thank him right now in Jesus' name.